It's amazing to have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to invite this couple who have previously both been individually here to share their personal testimonies. Pranisha and Shahid Abdul, so cool to have you guys back in studio. And let me just do this. I touch the button that makes us go live on Facebook. Now, we've been chatting back and forth before the show and again this morning. Just, we don't want to rehash your guys' complete testimonies because they are available to anybody to go watch and listen on our Facebook Live. But we do also, for those people who don't have the time now to do that, obviously because they want to listen to you now, just to touch on how you became a Christian and just like one highlight. And I mean, again, please, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor and go listen to the full story because each of their stories is absolutely incredible. So thank you so much, guys. Pranisha, maybe you can go first if you don't mind this morning.
Thank you, Jonathan. Good morning, listeners. So just a brief outview of our testimony. I was born Hindu and Shahid was born Muslim. And then I married Shahid and converted to Islam. And then I converted and then I met Jesus in the Quran. So
literally reading the Quran, you found Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes. That's our journey where I had an encounter with the true living God, and he actually called us to serve him. And that's where we can continue with our story today.
Yeah, for sure. But maybe we can just also mention, Shahid, your side of the story was you noticed something different in your wife. And at a stage, you were actually thinking to leave her, right?
Yes, amen. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Megan. Good morning, listeners. Such a humbling feeling to be back in your studio. And thank you to all the listeners that have been on the Facebook page. The response has been overwhelming. Guys, continue to follow this wonderful radio station. It's changing lives. Yeah. So, amen. Yes, so, Jonathan, when I found out that the wife had been dabbling with the notion of Christianity, and talking about Jesus in a Muslim home, I was beyond livid. I was so angry that we spoke about divorce. I threw the Bible against the wall. You know, it was just a very difficult time in our marriage because the wife wanted to lead this Christian lifestyle. I was still a Muslim. And it was just, we just weren't gelling with each another's journey at that time. But you know, God is good. God will take a situation where you are at your worst and he will mold you into this beautiful creature when you accept him into your life.
Sure, that is so true. And you, Shahid, also had your own story where you had been caught up with drug addiction and things like that. And even before you became a Christian, before you became a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you found freedom. And that was a God thing, hey?
Amen. 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 Jonathan, I want to just take this back slightly to where my drug addiction during those troubled years. You know, the Bible says that God's plans for us are beyond our imagination. The plans that I have for you is to prosper you, Jeremiah 29. And you know, during those troubled years, I almost lost my life twice during those years. You know, I was just caught up in that lifestyle. But God had his protective hand over me. He knew the plans that he had for me and my wife. And we sit here today and we just glorify his name because there isn't any situation that you are going through that God doesn't have a solution to that problem. And I'm just so thankful for that.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So now let's unpack a little bit more of your guys' story, if you don't mind, in terms of, you know, what you haven't been able to share as yet, if you don't mind.
You know, just hearing that, Jonathan, I actually asked Jesus one day, why did you leave us to wander in the world for so many years as a Hindu and as a Muslim? You know, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I actually said to him, Lord, so where were you? Where were you in our lives if you said you were with us in our, you created us, you knit us together, you know, in our mother's womb? In Psalm 139, he said that. And when I read that, I wept, you know, when I first saw that scripture. That was deep for me. And he started to give me memories of where he was actually in my life. And the first memory I had was when I was in primary school and we attended an Indian school, yet we stood in assembly and we all said the Our Father who art in heaven prayer.
Wow.
So at this Indian school, there was Muslims, there were Hindu, Christians, Tamils, Gujaratis, but we all stood in line and said Our Father who art in heaven. And then I later found out in the book of Matthew that that is one of the most powerful prayers mm-hmm. that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, the revelation came because I would go home after school and pray to the idols in Hindi, but I always ended up praying Our Father who art in heaven.
Wow.
So I was actually praying to Jesus as a Hindu from a young child. And then last night in preparation for today, I had another memory. Like I said in my last interview, that it is an ongoing journey with Jesus, you know. And he reminded me of when I turned 6. And my birthday is in the month of December, which is a few days short of Christmas.
Oh.
And I asked my parents for a Christmas tree as a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And that is very symbolic. I mean, no child wants a tree for their birthday. They want toys at the age of 6. And I actually have pictures in my album of my 6th birthday with this beautiful little miniature Christmas tree. And, you know, that is my relationship with Jesus. It's so humorous.
Yeah.
He is so funny.
Yeah.
You know, he's not this God that we can't reach. He is like your best friend. You can tell him anything. You can be real with him. So someone asked me last week, since our last interview, we've had quite a lot of questions popping up. And one of the questions someone asked me last week was, how did it feel for me converting from being a Hindu and entering into Islam? And one of the biggest things was in Hinduism, there are a million odd idols that a person can worship. Mm. And all of them have names. Some of them have quite scary images. So when I wanted to convert, a family member in Shahid's family said to me that Islam is such a simple religion. You know, nobody knows who God is. Nobody knows what he looks like. We're all waiting to die to meet him. And I thought, wow, that's pretty simple. That's pretty amazing. Nobody knows what God looks like. After having been a Hindu and praying to all these idols with faces, I said, cool, I'm coming. That's easy. I can live with that. And so the conversion to Islam was quite emotional. I mean, there was a full-on conversion ceremony, which I had to undergo. And I must say, Jonathan, it was quite emotionally challenging for me to have gone through that process. But I did it because I loved Shahid very much. And then the other thing I learned about Islam was that there is a judgment day, right, called the Day of Qiyamah, where we're all waiting to die to find out whether we have been redeemed and been forgiven of our sins. Mm. So you practically live as a Muslim your whole life on earth, never knowing if you have been forgiven or if you have been redeemed by the God of Allah. No matter how much good you do while you are on earth, you will still never know if what you are doing is enough. So that for me was scary. I had to wait for the Day of Judgment to actually stand in line and find out if I was going to be forgiven and being redeemed. And you know, when I entered into Islam, I was told by another family member, Shahid's family, that my slate was clean. That coming from a Hindu background into Islam, everything that I had done as a Hindu was forgotten by the God of Allah, and I was starting a new, clean, fresh life. Yet, I still lived with the condemnation and the rejection, and I had hatred and anger and unforgiveness in my heart as a Muslim. So, until I met Jesus, and all those things are gone now. It was only Jesus that has helped me. You know, there's one of my favorite scriptures, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. And that's where the transformation comes. You know, when you enter into a relationship with Jesus. And I said to Shahid's dad one day, I said, Dad, you know, I'm actually a better person now being a Christian than I was as a Muslim. And he didn't have anything to say. He said, that's good. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Pranisha, thank you for that vulnerability and just for sharing from your heart. Sure, that's so powerful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, Jonathan. So just to recap with the, you know, my story is the years of drug addiction and alcohol and gangsterism and, you know, just a troubled 10 odd years of my life. But, you know, God's plan was bigger than I could have ever imagined. You know, when I did decide to accept Jesus into my life a few years back, I attended our local church and pastor sat down with me and said, listen, now that you've accepted Jesus into your life, the next thing to do is to get baptized in water. And he explained the significance of being baptized in water. You know, exactly what my wife said. If you submerge yourself in that water and you accept Jesus into your heart and into your life, when you come out, you are a brand new creature in the kingdom of God. And I so wanted that. I wanted to do away with the 10 years of that stigma that was attached to me. And I wanted to live this brand new life. And you know, he sent me an email while I was at work the one day. And he said, listen, I've got this date planned for you. And it's going to be the 8th of June. Jonathan, I literally fell off my chair because I'm born on the 8th of June. And so I emailed him back straight away and I said, Pastor, how did you come up with this date? And he responded and he said, but that's the date that I had available. And I explained to him and he says, wow, this was God ordained.
Yeah,
you know, so I was so overwhelmed the day of my baptism that I could have, you know, gone into that water and came out a brand new creature on my birthday in the kingdom of Jesus. You know, that if that was something that God was trying to make me understand about my journey with him now, that was it. That opened up my eyes for my journey as to where we're at right now. And right now, it's all about proclaiming Jesus' name. This is not about my wife or I, you know, coming to your studio, doing interviews at churches. It's not about that. We want to sing on rooftops that Jesus is King.
Amen.
Jesus can take any situation and turn it out to be the best that you can ever imagine.
Amen.
If he could have done it for as insignificant people like us, he can do it for anybody.
Amen.
Amen. Sure. And it's just amazing while listening to your guys' story and just realizing how God used the love that you had for one another.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, you guys have been married for how many years now?
12.
Well, we're 12 years.
12 years.
And we know each other for 22.
22 years.
22 years of knowing each other and sticking with each other. And I mean, that's just incredible.
Amen.
And through it all, because God is love. Hey?
Amen.
I mean, that is incredible.
Amen.
Can we end it off? And I'd like to ask you guys to pray as the Spirit leads you. Because I know there are people who have got friends or family, loved ones that are just caught up in the religions that are out there in the world.
Yeah.
And it might not even be one of those that we've mentioned. It might be something totally different.
Mm.
But as individuals, we know of those people and we're praying. We're saying, God, please allow them to experience your love.
Yes.
Allow them to see Jesus Christ
Amen.
For who he is, the Son, the only
Amen.
Son of God,
Amen.
The one who died on the cross of Calvary and who rose again from death and conquered death once and for all.
Amen.
If you guys won't mind, please.
Amen. I just want to encourage the listeners before we pray is, listeners, you know, no matter what your situation is that you are facing right now, I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. He is our Father, he is our God, and he does not want his children to suffer. The devil has a plan to steal, to destroy, and to kill, and that's his intention. But I'm telling you right now, if you surrender your life to Jesus and open up your heart and your mind, he will do amazingly and abundantly above all you can ask. I just want to encourage your listeners with that. Father, we just thank you this morning. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the glory. Thank you for allowing us another day so that we can praise you, Jesus. Father, we pray for every single person that's listening to this radio station. Father, just love them, protect them, Lord. Command your angels concerning them to stand guard over their lives, Lord. Whatever they are going through in their lives, Lord, we just want to break it off right now. Devil, you have no control in our lives. We are the children of the Most High God. And because he's for us, no one can be against us. So I just want to pray for every single person listening. God loves you, and amen.
Father, your word says in John 3 verse 16 that for God so loved the world, and that includes every person from every religion and every culture and every walk of life, that you came to give us life and life in abundance. And whoever shall believe in you will never perish, will never die and be put to shame, but have eternal life with you. So, Father, I pray for every listener right now, Father, that they will have an Holy Ghost encounter with you and they will experience your love. Father, give them signs, wonders, and miracles, dream visitations, Father, visions. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And if you are somebody who maybe while listening to this incredible story, the continuation of it, and you've come to a place where you realize, I need to make that personal commitment to say, Jesus Christ, would you be my Lord and Savior? Then I want to encourage you just to pray this short prayer after me. You're not going to be joining a church. You're not going to be committing your life to CCFM. You're going to be committing your life to the Creator of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
To the only true God. Mm. So pray after me. Lord Jesus, I come as I am.
I come as I am.
With all my shame, my guilt and sin. And Jesus, I ask that you would cleanse me.
Jesus, I ask that you would cleanse me.
Give me that gift of eternal life.
Give me that gift of eternal life.
A restored relationship with you, the Creator God.
Restored relationship with you, O Creator God.
And Lord, I thank you for this gift. Thank you that you call me your child.
Thank you that you call me your child.
I will worship you.
I will worship you.
I will serve you.
I will
obey you.
I will obey you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer, then we want to connect with you. We want to help you. We want to pray for you. We have a prayer team that are praying. Yeah. And so please send us a message. You can send it via SMS. You can send it via WhatsApp or Telegram, or you can even email us. But please send a message and just say, I prayed that prayer. The number to use when it comes to WhatsApp and Telegram is 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. Or you can send an SMS to 40503. 40503. It'll cost you just R1 per SMS. And please just let us know. Email address is prayer@ccfm.org.za. Prayer@ccfm.org.za.